Hello and welcome to Medical Dialogues. I'm Anshika Mishra. Here's what I bring to you from the world of medicine. Even small doses of licorice can elevate blood pressure. Fine study. According to a study conducted by the researchers at the Linköping University, Sweden, consuming even small quantities of licorice can lead to an increase in blood pressure. Those who react most strongly are display indications of cardiac strain. The study was published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Licorice is produced from the root of plants of the Clicoryza species and has long been used as a herbal remedy and flavoring. However, it is known that eating licorice can also raise blood pressure. This is mainly due to the substance called glycyrrhizic acid that affects the body's fluid balance through effects of an enzyme in the kidney. High blood pressure in turn increases the risk of cardiovascular disease. Both the European Union and the World Health Organization have concluded that 100 mg of glycyrrhizic acid per day may be safe to eat for most individuals. In the study, 28 participants aged 18 to 30 were split into two groups. They were instructed to alternate between consuming licorice and a controlled product containing salmiak, which gives salty licorice its flavor. Participants were randomly assigned to eat either licorice or the control group for 2 weeks, take a break for 2 weeks, and then eat the other variety for 2 weeks. Participants monitored their blood pressure daily, and at the end of each period, researchers evaluated hormone level, salt balance, and heart workload to compare the effects of both substances.
Are you also aspiring to excel in medical journalism and delve into the intricacies of health and medical reporting? Explore our comprehensive course on medical and health journalism available at the Medical Dialogues Academy. Learn from industry experts who possess in-depth knowledge and experience in this field. For further details, scan the QR code provided or access the link in the description box below.
Metformin use in pregnancy influence offspring brain development study. A study published in the journal Molecular Metabolism revealed that although metformin has positive effects in pregnant mothers, it does not in the offspring as it can cross the placental barrier and may impact the brain development of the child. With the rise in gestational diabetes and metabolic disorders during pregnancy, metformin is also being prescribed more frequently. It is an oral anti-diabetic agent that can cross the placenta and can reach the fetus due to its relatively small molecular size and ability to pass through cell membranes. It may potentially alter neural development or influence mitochondrial function and cellular metabolism processes that are critical for proper brain development. For the study, researchers used two mouse models to represent the main cause of gestational diabetes: severe obesity of the mother before pregnancy and excessive weight gain during pregnancy. These metabolic states were achieved by means of different feeding pattern, with the mice receiving either a high-fat or controlled diet. The anti-diabetic treatment of female mice and their offspring took place during the lactation period, as this correspond to the third trimester of a human pregnancy in terms of brain development. Treatment involved insulin, metformin, or a placebo, whereby the dosage were based on standard human treatments. The research team collected data on the body weight of the mice, analyzed various metabolic parameters and hormones, and examined molecular signaling pathways in the hypothalamus. Weight loss by diabetic drug linked to anti-hunger molecule, fine study. Researchers from Stanford Medicine and Harvard Medical School have discovered an anti-hunger molecule that is produced after vigorous exercise is responsible for the moderate weight loss caused by the diabetes medication metformin. The findings published in the journal Nature Metabolism reveal the critical role of the molecule called LACFE plays in metabolism, exercise, and appetite, which may help to discover a new class of weight loss drugs. Many people with diabetes who are prescribed metformin lose around 2% to 3% of their body weight within the first year of starting the drug. Although this amount of weight loss is modest when compared to the 15% or more often seen by people taking semaglutide drugs, the discoveries that led to those drugs also grew from observation of relatively minor but reproducible weight loss in people taking first-generation version of the medications. Until now, the way metformin, which is prescribed to control blood sugar levels, also brings about weight loss has been unclear, said Jonathan Long, PhD and Assistant Professor of Pathology. Now we know that it is acting through the same pathway as vigorous exercise to reduce hunger. Understanding how these pathways are controlled may lead to viable strategies to lower body mass and improve health in millions of people. Thank you for watching. Stay tuned to Medical Dialogues for more updates.
Never miss a medical update from Medical Dialogues. Like, subscribe and press the bell icon.